Staying human in the age of AI hiring. Did you or your AI assistant score your new job? Danny Schlarman, a recruiter, noticed something fishy about the job applicants. Cover letters and resumes sounded identical. Candidates embellished their experience to match the job description. Engineers were caught using artificial intelligence tools to cheat on live coding tests. The California resident works for blockchain technology company Ava Labs. To address the issue, Ava Labs started asking some candidates to sign an agreement that they will not use AI assistants during their interviews. We've had a few people say, we should be able to use any tool at our disposal. Honestly, this is not the company for you then, said Schlarman. For engineers, we pride ourselves on coding prowess, and there are going to be times when the AI can't solve something for you. The debate goes on. Job seekers use AI-powered tools to help them improve their resumes, find jobs, auto-apply to hundreds of roles, and even provide answers on the spot during video interviews. Fueled by the popularity of AI-powered tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT, tech giants and startups are racing ahead to release more AI features that can spit out text, code, and images within seconds. But the AI frenzy has also sparked a debate about when technology goes too far, distorting a job candidate's true skills and experience. Faced with more competition as companies slash thousands of workers, job seekers are weighing whether to pay for AI tools that might help them land a role more quickly. Employers and recruiters are grappling with whether job candidates should be allowed to use AI, even as they embrace the technology themselves. Final Round AI, which offers an AI-powered interview assistant and other tools for a subscription fee, makes the bold claim that candidates can land their next job in 30 days or less. In some of the startup's viral videos on social media, people are reading AI-generated answers verbatim, displayed on a screen during remote mock job interviews.